Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
California, so that means it's 3 o'clock on the East Coast. I want to introduce my co-host for today, the one and only, the infamous and the famous. She's in the studio right now, Ellen J. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning. It's afternoon.
I know, huh? I got to get used to it. Today, you know, people always ask me, when I walk down the street, hey, Hammer, did you eat your pussy today? And I said, well, not today. Kind of a conversation. Not today. But I will. And this is a secret that most men do not know how to do. I mean, as Dr. Phil can talk about it and East Medical Show can talk about it, I'm going to give you a real man's perspective about the pussy buffet. Now, I have visited the pussy buffet. I remember going back, and I got special effects for that. Yes, I do. The first time I ate some pussy. Can you think back to that day, the first time you ate some pussy? Just remember it. Now, some of you guys have to think back a little longer, so I'm going to give you some time. You know what I mean? This is a serious subject because, you know, as we get older, some men kind of lose their hard-on. You know what I mean? It's not a hard on, it's a hard off. But to still keep your woman happy, you got to learn how to eat some pussy. And I always ask the question, what would a woman really prefer if she could have one thing? Would she prefer a good hard banging, or would she prefer some man who's a specialist in a chef, you know, buffet of pussy? That could be a good question. And I have somebody. I'm going to take a survey. Hey, there's a woman. I'm a man in the street. Excuse me, ma'am? Ma'am? Hello, ma'am?
Yes. Yes.
Hi. I don't really know you, but I do want to take a survey. I'm not a Mormon, and I'm not trying to get you to go to God. But you seem like you're very active in the bedroom.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. All right. This is just a question for our audience. Ma'am, would you prefer, if you have one choice, a man with a great tongue or a man with a big penis? Which one would you prefer?
I want both.
Well, you can't have both. It's
either
or.
Well, that. No,
what would
there
you
ain't
prefer?
No either or.
Now, if you have a man
I want
that,
both.
Okay. Well, if you had a man who had a hard time with ED, erectile dysfunction, or Mr. Ed, and you're still a little horny, you know what I mean? So would you do without sex because he can't perform, or would you go to the second door, which is the pussy eating?
Go to the second door.
Right. It's very important, though, isn't it? I mean, is it, and sex itself, isn't it very important that a man has good skills in both? Seriously. If a man performs well in bed with his penis, but he's not really good in oral, are you still satisfied?
It depends. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. How much money he has. Well, let me go back to Hammer when he was a young man, and he gave you his first experience about the pussy buffet. Here we go. I'm 15. Ooh. Now, and here's what happened. And I would play both parts. First girlfriend named Sandy. I will play Sandy as well. I'll play Sandy as a transgender. And I will play myself. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Scene. Hello, Brian. That was Sandy's voice. And again, as a transgender. Hi, Sandy. What are you doing? Well, after I do my homework in geometry, I'm going to football practice. Okay. Well, me and my girlfriend, Dawn, yes, we want you to come over. What for? Well, and this is how the scene was. I'm back at 15 again. I mean, I almost came back to 21. I got to go back. Okay, here we go. What for? Well, my mom's working. Uh-huh. And I'm babysitting my brother. Uh-huh. And my girlfriend's coming over, and we want you to come over. Okay. Yes. Now, 15 in my head. I haven't been, you know, I mean, I have been, but that's another story. But we're talking on my own choice. Right? You know what I'm trying to say? My own choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, ooh, I don't know what to do. I better talk to my friend Nick. And so I go to Nick. Hey, Nick. Hey, Brian. They all talk like that when they're 15. I said, hey, Nick, Sandy and Dawn want me to come over. Seriously, yeah. What do you think they want me to do? This is an actual conversation. I don't know. But you should go over. I don't. Do you want to come with me? Yeah. Okay, let me call Sandy. It's Sandy. Hi, Brian. She's still a transgender. I'm coming over with Nick. Okay. Hey, Nick, we're going to go over. Sandy said, okay. Okay, what do you think we're going to do? Maybe we'll have sex. He goes, really? Yeah. Have you ever had sex before? Oh, I had sex many times. Well, Brian, these are hot girls. I go, I know. Let's just be cool. They'll never know we want sex. Okay. We knock on the door, and both of us have trousers. We have our trouser snakes sticking out. In fact, I think my dick rang the doorbell. But we're still playing it cool. So we proceeded to go in. We had the small talk. And then Sandy goes, hey, Brian. I go, hey, Sandy. Hey, Brian. Hey, Sandy. You want to see my room? Why? Because it's my room. Oh, okay. Nick, we're going to see Sandy's room. You want to come? Sandy goes, no, I just want you. I go, that's rude. Nick says, no, Brian, I'm going to stay here with Dawn, and we're going to talk. Okay. I'll be right back. Okay. I go in Sandy's room. And there's some teddy bears and all this stuff. Really, really like a little princess room. Nice room. He goes, yes. Hey, Brian. Hey, Sandy. Hey, Brian. Hey, Sandy. Hey, Brian. Yeah.
God.
Do you want to kiss? And I go, kiss what? Do you want to kiss me? Oh. I just want to clarify it. I play football. She goes, sure. Why not? She goes, okay. And then I open my mouth really wide. She goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm opening my mouth wide. We're going for the kiss. She goes, you're going to swallow my head. Stop it. Close your mouth a little bit. Okay. You just pucker your mouth like you're, you know, I go, oh, like this. And, you know, because she wiped the drool out of my mouth for a little bit because the father had this problem when I was 15. I didn't tell anybody this. It's just a little problem. She goes, let me get a towel first. I'm just going to wipe the corners of my mouth. Okay. So we kissed. Such a good kiss. Out of nowhere, and I wasn't expecting this, tongue. And it was, I knew it was coming because I closed my lips really tight, and she was just trying to put that in there, and I'm trying to block it, so I'm thinking it's a game. She goes, She goes, stop it. Okay, fine. And so I figured her tongue, and then my tongue was just going around in circles and everything, like it was just kind of like a manic bipolar tongue. She goes, what are you doing? I'm just going, my tongue going around your tongue. She goes, no, no, just relax. I'm relaxing. And then we're kissing, and then she goes, let's get into bed. I go, why? It's not sleepy time.
It's not sleepy time.
Oh, that's what I do in the bed. I'm 15. See bed, go to sleep. I go, all right, we're going to go to sleep. Can we stay up a little bit? And we went into bed, messing around, the kissing. She undressed me. I fondled with her clothes for about 20 minutes, and it was just the first button.
God.
True story.
Oh, my God.
She goes, what are you doing? It's one of those small buttons that you had to slip down that little tiny hole, and I can't really get it. She goes, oh, okay. So she did it, and I go, okay, thank you. And then I looked at her and go, oh, God. She goes, what's wrong? That's a bra. She goes, yeah. I go, how does it work? Because you never seen a woman with a bra. You never seen a girl with a bra? No, I don't. I have a. Are you a virgin? I'm not a virgin. But... never seen it. She goes, okay, well, just unhook it. I go, okay, hook it. And I'm, of course, there. She goes, oh, my God, you're going to break it. Here. All right. Boobies. Luscious boobies. Staring at me, right? So, like any other Neanderthal, I grabbed it with my hand, and I put, you know, kneaded and cupped it and squeezed it. She goes, what are you doing? I said, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing, but it feels good. Go gently. I go, oh. Then I pinched the nipples. Ow! Brian, what? What's going on? So many rules. Gently. What the hell's wrong with you? And then she goes, then she walks me through it. So it gets to a point where she's completely undressed. I'm completely undressed. And she goes, what are you doing? I'm covering my private areas. As my hard-on went up to my chin. So I had to kind of do the baseball bat thing. She goes, are you shy? No, not at all. Then why are you covering in it? I don't know. It's cold in here. Can I see? Okay, if you really want to. There you go. Bing. So I'm looking at the ceiling while she's staring at this magnificent weapon that I do have that I will realize later that it's amazing. Then she did something that Then she did something that I was not expecting. She goes, oh, that's beautiful. I go, yeah, well, thank you. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, how about, what are you doing? And, you know, the licky, oh, you put it in your mouth, it's so dirty. I'm thinking, I pee out of there. Uh-oh, yeah. And I made the, you know, I don't know what I was supposed to do. It's like, I'm still looking around at the room while she's doing that because I don't know how to react. And then she goes, my turn. I go, what does that mean? That means you lick me. Where? You know where. As she gently lays on her back and she spread her legs, and I'm going, wow. Oh, goody, goody, goody. I go, wait a minute. She goes, go ahead. I don't know how to do this. And as I go get closer to my first time that I'm having the pussy buffet, and I realize that it looks like hamburger. I seen this in a butcher shop. So I'm going to go in like I'm going to eat some meat. So I go in there, and I'm licking, and she's moving around, and I'm licking, and then I'm biting, and then I squeeze it with my teeth, and she goes, what the fuck are you doing? I go, this is the first time. And then she goes, let me help you. I go, okay. So I thought I was going to sit back and let her do it, and let her eat herself. I'm going, this would be good. She goes, no, I'm going to teach you how to do it. Because when she said, let me do it, I'm going to go, oh, this could be good. I still got to do it? I play football. True. Okay, let me see. It's true. She goes, no, come here. Oh. Just take your tongue and rub it over here. I go, oh, like this? She goes, oh, that's it. And I go, well, how about this? Oh, she goes, yes, that's good. Oh, really? How about? Then it became a game in my head, like whack-a-mole. You know what I mean? Her clip would pop up, and I would try to hit it. To me, it was whack-a-mole. All right, hit him. There it goes, you know, in my head. That was the first time. My first experience on it was, I don't know how well I did. I didn't know what I was doing. But I think I whacked them all, or whack a pussy in this game. But I did learn something that day. That women have a technique that can get them off. And the funny thing about it is, but women, as they get older, they won't tell you. There's a lot of women will not tell you, that's not it. They'll do things like that. You're down there, you're down for about 20 minutes. How about this one? Close. It's like, just tell me. How about this? Little rough. How about this? Too soft. How about this? Right here. How about right here? Because this is the clit right here. She goes, that's it. Yes. And you're so happy. You want to celebrate it. You spike the football. You're Drew Brees. You just, you know, fourth quarter, you just scored. But the thing about, and then you wonder, how does pussy taste? Now, I've been to Hawaii at 14, and have you ever tasted poi? Poi has no taste. Now,
no, I never had poi.
Poi has nothing. It's just no taste. But pussy, I can't describe the pussy taste, but it's good. So I'm going to come back now to 21, and I'm going to have a talk with you guys. And today we're going to go to some of the experts who will tell you how to eat pussy like a champ. And then later on, We're going to tell you, and Alan laughed at this one, because I think we're the only show on Blog Talk, has this. So here's the title, How to Eat Pussy Like a Champion. How to eat like a champ. These licking tips will give your girl powerful orgasm. It's Friday. School's in session. Not to mention, now check this out, the most important subject we're going to talk about. How can I make a fake vagina out of a household item? Very good. And we're going to go over that. So you, too, can make a fake vagina by the time we're done out of just simple things around your house. There you go.
Oh, my God.
That's what we're going to talk about today. This is Friday, folks. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network along with Miss Ellen Jay. She's on the show today at a new time, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard. It is Friday. And we're going to have good. And there's a lot of – we're going to start first with some news. You know, right now, Donald Trump – now, the bigger news than Donald Trump is, did you hear what's happening with the pandemic? We're spiking again.
Mm-hmm.
We're spiking again.
Yep, it's because of all those dumbasses that don't want to get the shot.
Right. Well, here in California, starting Sunday, we got to do the mandate. They're going back to we have to wear the mask indoors.
Yep.
In California. It's spiking.
You know, you think that's bad, Brian? Okay, Louisiana had over 504 people hospitalized, and we've had over almost 2,000 new cases.
I am hearing that. Now, I said it on a show before. You're going to catch it. You know, the morons are saying, I don't stand the moron, but, you know, they have their way. I'm not going to take the shot. Okay, don't take the shot. But you're going to catch it. It's inevitable.
Yeah, and they're saying that the one that they're catching is a Delta variant, and that's more contagious. And if you don't have a shot, they're saying that, you know, most likely you're going to get really, really sick.
Right. And you are. So it's inevitable. So you can make the decision, like, I'm not going to take the shot. Cool. I think it's in Wisconsin. It's like 97% of the patients in there are unvaccinated. They can't even get enough ventilators in there. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to scare nobody, but once you're on a ventilator, you got a 20% chance of making it. Not to mention the damage that it's going to do to your lungs once you're there, the lifetime damage. And people are saying, we're getting to our main subject, how do you pussy? I know, guys, but I got to do this. Pussy, pussy, pussy. But... people have to understand, fuck the shot, okay? Fuck the shot. I'm not going to convince you. You're going to do it. But so let's talk what you're going to have. Let's talk what you're going to get. You're going to get COVID. Everybody will get it. It's not going away. So just kind of surrender to that thing. And you're thinking, you're going to get through it. Fine. And you might, but the problem that you're not thinking of is what kind of damage did it do to you while you had it, and that shit is wow. And let me just explain some of the damage of the COVID that people are getting it, and because we got to learn something on the show besides eating pussy. Just bear with me. I'm talking to you guys. I'm talking to you guys who are not taking a shot. We're going to get it. Even the people who took the shot are going to get it. We're not immune to it. I took my shot, but we're not immune to it. We're going to get it too. But we're not going to get it as bad as you are. We are going to get sick. We'll get mild sickness, but we're not going to end up in a hospital, and we're not going to be on a ventilator, and we're not going to have that long-haul effect that what COVID can give to you. And people, you know, there's something that people don't talk about. You know, you women do your mammograms, right? Well, did you know, and I'm the only one who's going to be talking about your titties. I mean, somebody has to do it. But this is just for you women who get your mammogram, and you want to know what can COVID or vaccination, have anything to do with that. Well, getting vaccinated for COVID-19, and let me tell you something. There is no such thing as COVID-19. COVID-19 was 2 years ago. This is COVID-21. That COVID-19, the beginning, it has mutated 2 years now. It's a different, more improved, hard-hitting, motherfucker kicking your ass COVID-21 now. That's what you're having.
You want to know? You want to know what else they said? Okay, this Delta variant. If people don't get off their lazy asses and get out of their own heads and get the fucking shot, this Delta variant is going to mutate to the point where the vaccines aren't going to be effective.
Yeah.
So you know
what,
you dumbass people? You're putting everybody else in danger.
Well, again, you're talking to people who are convinced. And let's just lay it down. It is an experimental medicine. It hasn't been proven. It's not regulated by the FDA.
No, it's not, Brian. It's not experimental because they had a nurse come on, and she said that she wasn't going to get the vaccine. But she did her research, and she found out, no, the vaccine is not experimental. It went through all the rigorous things that it had to go through to be approved by the FDA. So it's not experimental.
Okay. Well, you corrected me. It says these are the effects. Like if you're going to get a mammogram, here's what happens. This is something you should know. This is by Dr. Lisa Ann Mullen. This is what she said. She's a doctor. Getting vaccinated for COVID-19 is an important way to protect yourself from potentially serious effects of the coronavirus. Likewise, getting regular mammograms, as your doctor recommends, can keep you safer by catching breast cancer early. That might be easier to treat. There's no connection between the COVID-19 vaccine and breast cancer. But what women should know about how the COVID-19 shots might affect the results of their mammograms. This is by Dr. Lisa Mullen. She's a radiologist who specializes in breast imaging. She offers some perspective and answers to your question. It's not going to be long. Getting the COVID-19 vaccine can cause temporary lymph nodes. I don't know what a lymph node is. I'm thinking it's a bump. Let me repeat that again. Getting the COVID-19 vaccine can cause temporary lymph node enlargement and result in a false positive mammogram. The COVID-19 vaccine, like other vaccines, can cause a temporary enlargement of lymph nodes. This can cause your mammogram to appear abnormal even when you are okay. There is no indication of cancer. But enlarged lymph nodes can result in a false positive on your mammogram. You may get a request to return for further testing. So that's what it can cause. Mullen says that the doctor, the lymph nodes under the arm where a person has gotten a vaccine can become enlarged as part of the normal immune response to the vaccine. Not all vaccines cause swollen lymph nodes, but ones that cause a more intense immune response, such as COVID-19, some shingle vaccines and others, are more likely to affect them. The COVID-19 vaccine is a new type of vaccine, and people are reacting strongly to it. So there you go. So if you think, if you get the COVID vaccine and you understand that you have, you know, an enlarged lymph node there right around your armpit or around your breast, go get it checked out because the vaccine can cause that. It's not perfect. Okay? But I'm talking about the long haul and what, and again, you have to understand you're going to get it. You're going to get it through your kids going to school. You're going to get a shot. You're going to get it. And I'm talking about the virus. And these are the symptoms, the most common, they call it long haul COVID-19 symptoms. And you will get it. And you're going to get it. I mean, if you're not vaccinated, this is what's going to happen to you. There's no maybe. There's no I hope not. There's no nothing. This is what's going to happen to you, and you're going to get the virus. As from brain fog to shortness of breath, here are some of the health problems that long haulers experience after the coronavirus and how to address them. Here we go. They didn't. Okay, here it is right here. I'm going to. Do I have to read this whole thing? So much of COVID-19 news coming out of the United States lately has been positive. Cases are falling. Hospitalizations, those are the people before. Okay, here we go. These are some of the symptoms. Serious fatigue. And I'm saying, so what exactly are people with long-haul COVID experiencing? Here's a quick rundown of some of the most common symptoms experts are tracking, studying, and treating right now. Serious fatigue. One of the most common complaints of those living with long-haul COVID is profound fatigue. People report feeling run down while attempting even the simplest tasks and say their overall energy levels are low. Many people specifically report struggling with fatigue. Anything that makes you have to work is making you feel pretty exhausted and spent afterwards. Okay. Why do people feel so run down? They don't even know. It's not entirely clear. They're still studying that. One theory is that the antibodies produced after infection may target the autoimmune nervous system, which regulates the body functions people don't actually think about. Well, that's one symptom. These are things you're going to get. It's not maybe. You're going to get them. You're going to get them. And if you're not going to get it now, you will get these symptoms. And for a long period of time, and they don't know when. They don't know when or how long it will last. Another thing that's going to happen to you when you get it, if you're not vaccinated, brain fog. That's what you're going to get. A lot of people are complaining. It's really people with long-haul COVID. This is known as brain fog. It's more of a broad umbrella term that describes people are having problems with short-term memory, executive functions, holding concentration, making decisions, finding the right word when they're trying to communicate. We're seeing broad subsets of cognitive issues that are emerging. Another thing that you're going to get, you're going to get shortness of breath or chest pains because it is a respiratory virus. So it's no surprise that many long haulers struggle. Again, long haulers are people who had COVID. You're feeling a little better, but it's still affecting your body. They call them long haulers. You're going to get this. It's not avoidable without getting a vaccine. You're going to have difficulty breathing, coughing, chest pains, months and months after their initial infection. Months! The physical tasks that were not difficult pre-infection, like climbing stairs, led many people with long-haul COVID to experience exhaustion and difficulty breathing. That's it. Breathing exercises and respiratory therapies has been shown to help. Here's what you're going to get. Again, you're not going to avoid it. You're going to get it. Heart palpitations. A fast breathing or pounding heart are among the most common in long haulers. And we're talking months after you feel better, months after you recuperated. These things will linger on for months to a year or 2 years. You're going to get it. It's inevitable. Experts are increasingly aware of the ways in which COVID-19 can impact cardiac functions. One small study suggests that up to 60% of COVID-19 survivors experience inflammation of the heart after contracting the infection. 60% of the survivors experience inflammation of the heart after contracting contracting the infection. Then you're going to have loss of smell or taste. Loss of taste and smell is often one of the first symptoms people experience. That might go with our pussy. Now, if you don't like pussy eating, it could work for you then. Loss of smell and taste can work for you, which the subject is coming up. But you're going to be experiencing this for months, sometimes years. These are people who are not vaccinated. This is the fact, Jack. Because you're going to get it. Even the people who've been vaccinated are going to get COVID. But how deeply it affects the people who are vaccinated versus people who are not, it's night and day. So you can say, I'm not going to get vaccinated. Fine, don't get vaccinated. You're going to catch COVID. It's only inevitable. You're going to catch it. You're going to. And you may go into, it's been quoted, it's been documented. 97% of the people right now who are hospitalized or on ventilators are people who are not vaccinated. Think of it, the mumps and the flus and everything that the kids, the measles, same people. I'm not going to be injected with that measles vaccine or mumps vaccine, but we know what can happen if it's not treated. For about a quarter of the people with COVID-19 who have one or both of these symptoms, the problem resolves in a couple of weeks. Okay, but for most, the symptoms persist. For a quarter of the people, it lasts. You're just hoping you're going to be the quarter. That means you got a 75% chance. Three-quarters of you will not have the resolved fact because the natural thing is this is going to persist for a while. The estimate also suggests, however, that up to 80% of those people experience an improvement in their ability to taste or smell within a year. So there's a hope. Just hang in there for a year. You're going to experience depression and anxiety. Many patients with long-haul COVID experience poor mental health long after being sick. Research suggests that up to one-third of people with COVID-19 were diagnosed with a mental health or neurological condition within 6 months of their initial coronavirus diagnosis. Translated, you get diagnosed, your test comes positive. Within 6 months, you're going to develop depression, anxiety, and it may last for weeks to months to years. These are the long-haul study. Study have not established clear cause effect, nor is entirely understood how long haul COVID and mental health conditions are linked. It could be that the stress and the pain of dealing with the symptoms over time takes a toll on a person's emotional well-being. And how the doctors are helping long haul patients, the common symptoms listed here are by no means the only one people experience. A lot of people experience 60 different symptoms along his long-haul COVID patients. Some experience a range of symptoms, while others experience just one. The good news is that health care providers and public health officials are taking long-haul COVID very seriously, and blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, the doctors are just saying. People can have long COVID and have no positive PCR tests. So you can go in there and still test negative, but you still have COVID. Yeah, here we go. So that's the thing, folks. That's the thing. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. And you better pray when you get it that you're not a long hauler. Today is Friday, everybody. When we come back, how to eat pussy like a champion. And it's very important. Men, you got to learn how to eat some pussy. Learn to like it. Learn to taste it. You're always talking about a blowjob, blowjob, blowjob. You know, I have never once been in a conversation with women going, what about eating my pussy? I hear men talk about, blow me. Even when they get mad at people, blow me, suck my dick. Even when we get mad at somebody, the first thing we say, suck my dick, blow me. I don't know what concept that is, but yet then you're homophobic. I don't get it. But you never hear a woman get mad at another woman go, really? Fuck you and suck my pussy. Just go ahead and suck my pussy. We'll never hear a woman do that. It'll never happen. This is Friday, folks. When we come back, how to eat pussy. If you like a champion, if you'd like to come in the studio, it's 319-527-6099. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer Radio Network.
thank God it's... Thank God it's...
Here we go. I'm going to open up Ellen's mic, and she may not be here, but I'll open it up anyway. Let's start. First, men and lesbians, we're going to talk about how to eat pussy like a champion. But before we can be a champion, we have to understand how the vagina works. That's right. Men, lesbians, we have to understand how it works. Here it is. I'm going to teach you the steps of how to eat pussy like a champ in 5 simple steps. That's right. I am amazing. I hold the world's record in New Jersey, California, Boston, New Hampshire, and Philadelphia. I am the pussy king. Here we go. I'm only going to tell you 5 steps. 6 steps will blow your mind. Too much information. I got to keep some for myself. 5 steps to how to eat pussy like a champ. And then we'll hear it from a lady. Here we go. No matter how old you are, you can always learn a thing or two when it comes to sex. More specifically, oral sex. Today I'm going to show you how to lick pussy like a true champ. You'll be the Muhammad Ali, a pussy baby. Take the notes. Download the podcast. Yeah. Listen and learn. Because I'm going to tell you, by the time I'm done with this, you're going to be done with her vagina. And by the time you're done with her vagina, she will be unable to walk. Get the walker. Get the crutches. Do what you need to do. Because after you're done eating and licking and she's still walking, you haven't done it right. You lay her butt in bed and you spread those legs and you go in there. You're a contender. You are a mafia motherfucker eating muff diving champion. Do the pussy walk. That's how it's done. Make sure that you eat her, that her legs break. So listen up, because these oral techniques are boom diggity. Here we go. We'll go to the top. There's so many. Let's just go to five. How her vagina works. This is very important. You got to know how the vagina works. Now, I'm going to go over it really quickly. I know we're in class. Please take notes. I am the professor of pussy. Take notes. The clitoris is called a hood. It's like a car. You got to check the hood to make sure the machine runs right. If you don't know where the hood is, you know where the hood is in the front of the car. When she opens her legs, it's right there in front of your face. You can't miss it. The next is the labia. That's on the outer side of her lips. That's the labia. And then the most important thing is the vagina, which is straight up in there, right in the middle. It's perfectly fit in the middle. Then there's the anus. I don't have to explain you where that is, because don't be an asshole. You know where that is. Then there's my favorite girl, Uretha. There's a Uretha opening right there. I love her song. I was a big fan of Uretha when she did her concert. And then the most important thing, guys, the clit. And if you don't remember how important it is, guys, I'm going to come to you so you can remember the clit. Think of Clit Eastwood. Do you feel lucky, punk? Well, do ya? Get in there. It's the clitoris. Now, the clitoris is right below the clitoral hood. So you have to check the hood to get to the clit, and that's where the engine begins. You got to start the car. I'm teaching you this. I'm going to explain to you. The hood slightly covers the clit. So you have to open the hood because the hood protects it. Just the same as the foreskin does the penis. Without it, the clit would lose its sensitivity over time. So when girls get aroused, the hood can actually retract, exposing the clit. It's just like a convertible. Exposed. And you see all the beautiful interior. Now, if you're down there and the hood is still on there, you're not doing something right. You know what I mean? You got to excite her so that hood can retract. Happiness. I'm going to skip down to an important part that we really care about. The vagina and the pussy. Yay. You got to bring in the guys. You got to bring in the girls. Now, these are the cheerleaders of the pussy. The vagina and the pussy. Yay. First and 10, do it again. Go, go, go. This is it. The vagina or the pussy. The cheerleaders of the pussy. Now, the vagina opening is really essentially the entrance to the vagina. You got to go through the entrance. And some of you guys like to go to the back door and not go to the front door. I don't know. Maybe you're afraid not to be seen. And then you got to knock first. Be polite. Don't be going in the back door. That's a private area. You're not going through the back door unless you're invited. Stop it. Stop with the nonsense. Go through the front door, which is the vagina. And that's where you stick your cock. Let me see the ratings of our show today. Okay, I think we got the right ratings. Okay, now, I'm going to talk to you guys like you're a retard. Because some of you guys are. Let's just be honest. You're retarded. So I'm going to talk to you. Here we go. And where you stick your cock where you're having sex, that's where you stick it. Because if you put it in the wrong hole, it can hurt. I had done that once or twice. Right? You got to stick it in there the right way. You stick it in there when you're having sex. You'll be inserting your fingers in the vagina later on. Don't forget that later on. I mean, it's like leaving a tip at the restaurant. You ate the meal. You know, you're done. Show your appreciation. You put a finger in there. That's why we got the word butterfingers. Slide it in there. It's like a thank you. Thank you for letting me park here. You know what I mean? Be a little courteous. Because after you put your dick in there, give her a little massage with your fingers and go, good girl. Good. Who's a good girl? Oh, I'm a good. Oh, who's a good girl? You're a good girl. That's the way it is. Be polite. Don't be an animal. Don't be an animal. And then the next that we know is the anus or the butthole. Now, some men like it, some don't. But they even have a cute little name for it, the anolingus. The anolingus. Does your girl like anolingus? Sounds like a Greek thing. Anolingus. Then she's a freak, if she does. She's a freak and a half. Now you got a freak. Now, you're not ready for a freak, girl, because you're still on Eating Pussy 101. But sometimes, if you get lucky, you got freak girl on your hands. Even though, just in case emergency, you got to be able to respond to freak girl. Because she loves butt play. She loves it. Butt. She loves that butt play. And don't get gross out, guys. If a woman likes, chances are she's clean. Don't be afraid to go in the butt. The butt is a good thing to go on. And if the freak girl likes the butt, then you're there. You're in the game, dude. Don't be checking out and ask for a substitute. You get in there because it's going to please her. It will. Now, do I partake in the booty? As we say in our medical profession, I like booty play. Booty. I mean, I don't linger in the booty. You kind of play with the booty. I think Ellen's back in the studio right now. Hello, Ellen.
Oh.
Hello, Ellen. There you go. So, if you find yourself with a booty girl and she likes butt play, don't be freaked out, guys. Do what men do. Now, later in another show, we'll talk about how to eat a butt correctly.
Ew. Are you talking about pork butt?
I am. Some people are into that. We are not going to judge. Now, I'm going to explain to you what you do with the butt, because you may have a freak. Here it is. The anus actually has a ton of nerve endings that can also be stimulated during oral sex. So, while you're eating, put a finger up the butt. You know what I mean? Play with the anus. Be Anus Andy for once. You know what I'm saying, guys? It has nerves in there. So if she's into butt stuff, that's technique number five. Give her what she wants. Give her what she wants. You're in the game now. You're not going to tap out. Right? Come on, guys. I am with you, and I want you all to think about me when you do this. Because I am your pussy soldier. I am on your shoulder. I'm the guy that says, hey, what do I do now? Get in there. There's no time to pussy out. Get in there. But. There are toys with butts, too. They got butt plugs. I don't know why anybody want to plug up their butt. I think one time someone put a butt plug in me and I couldn't breathe for a week. I don't know. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. That's right. Now that's how it works, everybody. We go to it, and these are the two crucial focus areas to stimulate. Now, you wanted to know how to stimulate a woman. The lazy way is to show her a wallet after you get paid. That will get her really excited. But if you want to do it the hard way, let me show you what it is. With the anatomy covered, you need to know the two most important areas that need stimulation from your fingers. These are from your fingers. G-spot. Position on the inside of the wall of her vagina. On the inside of the wall, not on the outside. Stop it. You're going to hit the G-spot, the infamous G-spot. You position on the inside of her vagina walls, specifically near the front. The G-spot is super easy to find and is about a knuckle deep from the vagina opening. Okay. It feels like a ribbed Nuban, but it is soft to the touch, and when touched properly, it will make her feel intense orgasm. And don't be hitting a button. Like you're pushing a button. Rub a little. Now, a lot of you men do not know that there's an A spot. You go right to the G spot. There is an A spot. The particular spot is deep inside her butt. Here we go again. It's called the A spot. You probably know what A stands for. Ass. Come on. But this particular spot is deep inside her butt on the upper front part of the vagina wall near the cervix. It's not recommended that you use your fingers as it is too far up. But a vibrator can really help to hit the spot. And here's a tip. There are multiple types of female orgasms your girl can have. So you have everything you need below to give her the best ride of her life. Let's go, big man. Okay, that's the basic covered. Here's exactly how to eat pussy, step by one. Here we go. First step. Woman needs to feel comfortable. Let's try it. Here we go. Step one. Ella?
Yes.
Are you comfortable?
Why wouldn't I be?
Okay. And that's the answer. Give her a little fluffy pillow.
Really?
So when you make her feel comfortable in your presence, she'll be able to come a lot quicker. So don't put too much pressure on her to climax. Okay, now I hear that because I'm up there saying, come on, let's go. Let's go. You can do it. I did my work. I was down there for 15 minutes. I'm not seeing anything. Let's go. Damn it. Don't piss me off. Don't do that.
Really?
Yeah. She will not climax. The environment you're in has a huge impact on whether she will be able to fully relax and let go. If you're at her place, then all you need to do is be gentle and caring because the surroundings are familiar. Okay. Except if you're doing it in their mother and father's bed. I did it. No problem. If, however, you're in a home or apartment, then you need to work a little bit more to make her feel happy and safe. Get the mood lighting right. Check the temperature of the room. Is neutral. Your bed sheet should be clean. Oh, okay, now you tell me. Alcohol can be a great relaxant and maybe even a few candles. Women love candles. Of course they do. Women love candles. You like candles, Ellen? Do you like candles?
Yep, I do.
Okay, women love candles. Music is powerful. Also, so use it to your advantage. Find some chill-out music on Spotify or YouTube and let it run in the background to give a woman some relaxation. Ah, music. All right, Ellen, I'm going to dim the lighties. I got a fluffy, fluffy pillow for you. Oh, would you like a glass of wine?
Sure.
Okay, what kind of wine do you have? Because I'm an alcoholic and I got them all. What would you like?
Some red wine.
Red wine. Okay, there you go. Here you go. Here you go, Ellen. Here you go.
Wine from a can?
Wine from a can is only the best I have. I got wine in a can. It's the best. Just pop the top. Well, you seem like you're a little drinker. Here you go.
Yeah, give me some Fireball.
Yeah, we'll put some Fireball in that one. Good wine. Make you relax, guys. You know what you want to do. And then, the feast of, then light a candle. And the scent of, I like the scent of jasmine or wood. Because she already knows the scent of wood because I'm putting my penis under her nose, so I don't want to be redundant. So what kind of scent do women like, Ellen, as far as candles go? Because you are selling this stuff in your store.
Well, I mean, you know, for romantic stuff like that, it's like soft floral scents.
Floral scents. Well, what kind of floral? Roses? Or roses seem a little bit pungent to me.
Yeah, soft roses, you know, lavender, stuff like that.
Okay. So now we got the fluffy pillow. We got the candle going. It smells like soft roses. And now the music. What kind of music, Ellen, do you think you would get in the mood with? Do you like slow rock, something familiar that you can sing to, or do you like classical music in the background, the ocean wave sounds? What do you like?
Well, let's see. Oh my God. I can't even think of it. Hold on. I have to look on my Pandora.
Okay. Well, basically this. So what I'm going to do is, like, I have the thing and I'm going to play some nice music that'll get you in the mood. So the candles are lit. The room is dark. The fluffy pillow is there. And then the music, they get you in the mood.
Look here, look here. I don't give a damn. If any of you motherfuckers fuck with me or not. Okay.
There you go.
Thanks. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all bastards don't know what they should be.
That's right. That's King Webb. I don't give a damn. That'll get you in the mood. I think Ellen just had an orgasm. Yeah, baby. So now that you got the music, you're making me feel comfortable. Everything above is basic, I know. And then it says, then you have to suck, lick, rub, blow. Just remember the four, it's like seven dwarfs. It's like the four dwarfs in Disneyland. Suck, lick, rub, blow. The four dwarfs. Remember them.
Oh,
suck, lick.
Okay, I know what it is. Enigma.
Oh, Enigma is good. It's good. You know where my go-to music is? My go-to music used to be Enigma a lot. I just love the chants. It's just something spiritual about it. I do like Enigma. So you put on your music. And here's a suggestion here. I said this time and time again, women are like dials, not switches. You need to turn them on and gradually let the tension build up until she's super horny. You know, make sure she's super horny. Not just horny, but super horny. And you can tell she's super horny because she starts rubbing herself on your TV. That's the first sign. So make sure she's super horny before you go down on her. There are several ways to turn a girl on, which I'm not going to go into detail here, but some general tips will be kiss her neck. I don't know. I'm not a neck kisser. Ellen, neck kissing? I don't know. It's so cliche. Does it work?
Sometimes. It depends.
I'm not a neck. And then you grab her bum. What is she with the homeless person for? What is that bum doing in the room? Oh, this is England. Her ass. I'm going to grab your, get the hell out of here, and you grab a bum and throw him out the door. What the fuck? I mean, translate it, you grab her ass. Then you slowly undress her. You know, I hate this bullshit. I'm checking off my box. No. Dude, don't do it. Let me give you the hammer way of technique, all right? Don't undress her. Let her undress herself. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, she's looking at your face where she's slowly unbuttoning it, and she's shielding her shoulders, and it's a go. You fumble fingers motherfuckers out there trying to, you're popping her buttons, ruining her dress, wrinkling it. You don't know how to do it. Shut up. She put on those clothes, she could take those clothes off her damn self, right? I think this is a cliche thing. No, I have never undressed a woman. By the time, one time we came in the house, she was in back of me, and I said, hey, this is my apartment. I looked back, her clothes, her dress just fell to the floor, and she was naked. Wow. I'm going to tell you, dudes. I'm going to tell you, let her slowly undress herself. And I'm going to tell you two reasons why. One, her clothes are expensive. Two, do you know how much a bra costs, dude? If you go back there and you snapping this and bending this and you don't know what you're doing, you can really ruin her clothes. Don't do it. Don't take the shot. Let her do it. I think it's sexier. I mean, what do you think?
I remember I told a certain person, this is years ago, I had a front closing bra.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm not ruining this damn thing. This is Victoria's Secret. It was $60.
Right. Get your fumble fingers out of there. You're right. So, am I right? Do you think it's more sexy that a woman undresses herself? I see.
Yeah, because a woman can do a strip tease.
Right. She has your attention, and you're looking how beautiful she is, and as she's abutting, and she wants to see the anticipation in your face, and a drool, in my case, coming out of the side of your mouth.
A drool.
It got my napkin.
Tongue hanging out the side of your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Like I had a stroke, like I'm a stroke victim. You know, but I have my kerchief to wipe the corners of my mouth. Tongue stays at the side of my mouth, and she's still rubbing it. She's sideways. Okay, that's good. I'll just use this way. But I say, and so kiss the back of the neck, I say no. But this is what they're telling you to do. I say no. There's more things to kiss than the back of the neck. You know what I kiss first? The navel. Because it's unexpected. It's like, because you pretend that you're going down, because it's very slowly that you pretend that you're going down. She's thinking you're going down there. And all of a sudden you stop at the navel and you give it a little, hello, navel. You know what I'm saying? By the time she's thinking, what the fuck was that? Does he know my pussy is lower? Anywho, she loves it. It says, slowly undress her. Don't do it. Let her undress herself. Suck on her nipples. Don't suck on her nipples. That's what it says, suck on her nipples. Don't suck on her nipples. What the hell? You gently kiss her nipples. You don't suck on her nipples. It's not like she's some bottle of beer or something. Then it says, rub her pussy while her knickers are still on and talk dirty to her. So rub her pussy while her knickers, I don't know what knickers are because I'm not a knicker. Oh, it's clothing. And, sorry, I went racist on myself. No.
Okay, I'm back.
Right. So it says, welcome back. Suck on her nipples. Don't suck. Gently kiss. Rub her pussy while her knickers are still on. What are you messing up? No. 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 What are you doing?
English person saying that her knickers?
It is an English person. Because for a minute there, I thought she said niggers, but then I had to look again. Then talk dirty to her. Okay, let me then talk dirty to her? What kind of whore wrote this? Let me tell you something. Don't talk dirty to her. She'll do the dirty talking. And when she starts doing it, I mean, even if she's a Christian, if you do it right, she'll be speaking the tongues of Satan. Motherfucker! Don't talk dirty to her.
Oh my God, you know? Brian. You want to hear something weird? You want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
Okay. I just washed my hands. Well, actually, I put some hand sanitizer on, and now I'm putting lotion on. And the lotion, the squirt of lotion that I did, it came out in the shape of a gun.
Wow. That's interesting.
It did.
Wow. Interesting. Now, that brief episode of Ellen telling you about lotion, which goes with pussy. And she mentioned gun, which what goes with banging. We're continuing the talk.
I just thought you might find it interesting.
I did find it interesting. I really did. Okay, going back to our subject. Now, a lot of you people don't know what a dirty talk. Here's how you talk dirty. How to talk dirty to a girl, and these are five things you can do that will get her slippery wet. Here we go. These are examples that will get her really slippery wet. Yeah. These are the five things you can do. Ready? What type of girl responds well to dirty talk? All girls respond very well to dirty talk. They all love a bit of dirty talking, whether it's in a bedroom, a text message, or even on the phone. But what they need to be warmed up first before you start spouting deliciously dirty, filthy words that make her wet and begging you to pin her down and fuck her like a whore. I'm sorry, I added that. I should have stopped at pin her down. You got to lay down the groundwork and use these key ingredients. Girls need to be able to trust you implicitly. Shut up. This means building with... Shut up. I don't have time for that. Here we go. Kickstart the filthy goodness with a fantasy Q&A. Here we go. Say something like, what's something you like to do but haven't gotten... See, this is how to fuck a nerd. Who says this stuff? Say something like, what's something you like to do but haven't got around to do it yet in the bedroom? Or say this, what's the craziest thing? What are you taking as nerd survey? Fuck that shit. No, if somebody said that to you, you're in there and going, if somebody really asked you a question, well, what's the craziest thing you ever done during sex with a guy? I would think he's fucking strange. Shut up. Well, I did this, but I'm not going to do this with you. What do you enjoy most during sex? You're asking her these questions? Are you serious? Like you don't know? I mean, a woman would look at you like, have you ever fucked before? Wouldn't she? I mean, that's my first thought. Here's some other examples. As you're humping away, you can get right, and this is dirty talk, so you're humping away, you get right up close to her ear, and you whisper, oh my God, your pussy feels so good. These are dirty talk words. you're fucking, and then you whisper, oh, my God, your pussy feels so good. What? No, don't do that. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, Heather, while you're humping away, here's what you whisper in her ear. Are you almost there? Are you, baby? Because I got a lot more to give you. That versus, oh, my God, your pussy feels so good. Ellen, pick A or B. Which one is better? You judge.
B. B.
Thank you. I got a lot more for your ass. Or the nerd. You feel so good. It's nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I didn't know what to bring you. I'm happy to be at the party. Shut up, you. Shut up. Here's another one, what they say. Baby, your ass is perfect while slapping her ass. Really? Really? That's what it says here. Ooh, baby, your ass is perfect while you slap her. Really? She knows it's not perfect. She knows she needs to lose about 10 pounds or so. She sees it. Where have you been, in prison? Let me tell you. You don't even say anything about it. Leave her ass alone. Or you can go to Hemingway. Back that truck up here, baby. Let me put my hand around that diesel. Beep, 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 beep. You know what I mean?
God.
She makes sound effects. Beep, beep. Back it up.
Or
I do agree.
Girls, they have a rock hard ass that like to break people's hands when they slap.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like, ow, damn, I'm going to sue you. Broke my wrist. You don't say anything about the ass. Just leave the ass alone. You can slap it. I'm into the slapping. Don't say nothing. You don't have to say anything about the ass. You don't have to comment on every private part. Here's another thing. Wow, your breasts are absolutely perfect while sucking on her nipples. Who the fuck?
You know, that kind of talk would kill the mood.
Doesn't it? This is dirty talk. This is retardo talk. This is idiot talk. Your breasts look at. And he's not even saying tits. It's supposed to be dirty talk. Why am I using words like breasts? I'm using words like titties. Wow, your breasts are absolutely perfect. And now he's Pac-Man. You know, because you keep doing that, you're going to hear, game over. Dirty complimentary talk is always a winner, so don't be afraid to throw a few compliments in her way during a session. After you have sex, you can text her and say, I'm still thinking about how amazing your ass is, and that was seriously incredible. Also, listen to what she throws out during sex. She may say something like, fuck, your cock is so big, it feels so good.
Really?
That's her. Fuck, your cock is so big, it feels so good. I'm glad you like the 3 inches, baby. I didn't get my pump today. Yeah. Woo! You're the first one to love that. Coming back for more, girl. Shut up. Now, I do like a variation of it. You could comment on it, and I don't like to comment on it. Because if you hear the comment, fuck, your cock is so, if a woman says, fuck, your cock is so big, it feels so good, I'm going to say, how many cocks been in there? Like you're a cock connoisseur? Sometimes you just don't, you know, don't say anything about the size of his dick. Don't do it. All you need to say is cut to the chase. Oh, God, fuck me like a banshee in Africa. And do you want to put your severed head.
In Africa?
Yeah, it always works. Like a wild dog.
In Africa. I didn't know banshees lived in Africa.
They do now.
I thought banshees were a demon woman.
There's something in Africa.
A glass breaking cry because they're in pain.
I know. You just say something like that, you know what I mean? Yeah, she just go. You don't even have to mention the size. Don't mention the size of his dick. But yet, I noticed that she used the word breasts while sucking a woman's breast, but then she used the word cock when it comes to a guy. It's like, so a woman is so tender and romantic, but when it comes to a guy, you're a dirty fucking animal, you cocksucker. So fuck that cock so big. Shut up. And then there's another words like, you can then use it later on when you're texting her, I can't wait to fuck with you with my big dick later. What man texts this? I can't wait to fuck you with my big dick later. I'm going to have my way with you. This is her writing. I'm going to have my way with you? No. And he's going to type, I can't wait to fuck you with my big dick. He's going to, come on, really? So this is it says, use your tool you're most comfortable with, phone, Facebook, texting. Keep her wanting more. Always be the one to initiate the dirty talk. Keep pushing it each time so that she gets dirtier and dirtier, more exciting. Bullshit, certain things you should never do. Oh, good. Here's the things you should never do. Don't jump straight up when you first meet her and talk dirty. You'll just come off as a crazy perv, and she'll be freaked out by it. Don't sound robotic, like, ooh, yeah, baby, you like my cock. You just sound like an idiot. Keep it natural. Talk slowly and text. Don't go over the top, you freak. Okay, I understand you might have watched so many really nasty stuff on Pornhub, but it doesn't mean your girl needs to hear it, unless, of course, she asks you to. Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. I'm tired of that bullshit. Oh, I like the pictures. Okay, let me tell you something. Guys, it's very easy. If I had to give you advice, here it is. Number one, shut up. Don't talk. You morons don't have game. You're going to sound like an idiot. I knew a friend. I used to stutter. Really? You think she wants to hear me? Pussy. It doesn't work. By the time you're spitting all over her face, she's done. I had that problem as a pussy. Does it work, Ellen?
No.
Okay. Guys, don't talk. Let the sounds of the natural sounds and get the hint. If you want to go to the thing, get the hint of her sounds, her position, how she moves. And a woman will move very subtly, guys. And a woman will not tell you that to the right, to the like Beyonce, to the left, to the, you know, no. Just look at her gestures. She will move you in the right direction. Don't fight the GPS. Go with it. Gently. If you do it right, by the end of the night, she would say, will you fucking rape me already like some banshee out of Africa?
Go with the banshee chicken.
I like the banshee. And you don't need the dirty talk. If you have to talk to her to turn you on, then you're not doing it right. By the caressing and the loving and the hugging and the kissing and the touching. But if you have to dirty talk it, you're not doing it right. Because the only thing that gets women off is what they need. It's more of a spiritual thing. They need to feel safe. They need to be loved. They don't need the bullshit like, your ass is the best ass I ever had in my life. Do you want me to fuck you with my big dick? None of that bullshit. And now we're going to get to how to eat pussy in 8 easy steps. And I'm going to bring in Caitlyn Jenner. No, I'm only kidding. This woman's name is Caitlyn. And she's going to teach you how to eat pussy in 8 steps. Listen closely.
Where do I even begin? I felt like the safe. I remember the first time going down on a woman, I was staring her right in the pussy thinking, oh, my God, where do I even begin? I felt like the safe cracker in a heist movie. It was like everything had come down to this big moment. And there I was, 9 seconds left. The bomb was about to go off. The whole team is counting on me. And I've practiced this at home. I've visualized it in my mind. I think I know exactly what I'm going to do. And then there she is. And it's like all the training goes out the window. And it was just me and that pussy. And don't you know, I made the number one most common mistake that almost all pussy eaters, experienced and novice alike, make. And I'm going to tell you exactly what that mistake was at the end of this video. So you are going to want to stick around because we are going to cover, oh my goodness, Caitlyn B's guide to eating pussy like a pro. Let's get going. Hello, I'm Caitlyn B. I'm a sex and relationship coach and a long-term bisexual woman. I actually identify as pansexual. We don't need to get into specifics here. The moral of the story is that I have been on both ends of a lot of pussy licking in my day, and I have put together my top techniques from both being, having, and doing pussy eating. I'm going to walk you through exactly how. I'm going to walk you through the most common mistakes that men make, and I'm going to teach you exactly what you need to do in order to get better, even if you think you are already the champ. I guarantee you something in here is going to tweak your mind just a bit, and offer you something new. If that sounds good, I want you to scroll underneath this video and make sure that you are subscribed to this channel and that you have smashed that bell, letting YouTube know that you want to be notified whenever I publish a new video, which is at least every single week, on making your sex life better. With all that out of the way, let's get started. We are not going to jump right into anatomy today, and that's only because I made another video. And that video is actually super important because in it, I discuss the secret sex organ that literally no one else talks about and is super vital for being great at licking vulva. So, I want you to go and watch that, but not right now. Wait until the end of this video and then immediately go and watch that one next, because if you do that, you are going to be the king of cunnilingus. Oh my God, I did not plan that in advance. That just happened. Yes, king of cunnilingus! Ha! Ha ha. Next, before you even go down, the number one most important thing that you do, if you take nothing else away from this video, take this. The most important thing you can bring into eating pussy is enthusiasm. Nothing is hotter than someone who is just so excited about the opportunity to lick your vulva. You love it. Everyone loves it. I'm assuming you love it when a woman not only goes down on you, but she goes down on you with enthusiasm, like she is licking her favorite popsicle of all time and just giving this popsicle all the love that it deserves. If you can eat pussy like you are eating your number one top most favorite meal in the whole world, and it's going to be like the slowest, most decadent meal you've ever had, you're not going to whoop it down because it's too good. You have to savor it. Through every technique that I can ever share with you, if you bring enthusiasm to the game, you are going to be her VIP for life. Spelled L-Y-F. VIP. The number 4. L-Y-F. She'll get that shit tattooed on her thigh so that you can remember it every single time you go down there, because that is what makes pussy eating champion. But there's more. There's also 3 magic words that I want you to say before you go down on her, and luckily I made a video about that. I guess I kind of, this is the trilogy of pussy eating, and this video is really, this is actually the most important video, which I guess is why I made it last. The moral of the story is enthusiasm and patience. You want to bring patience to the game. You want to plan on getting comfy because you're going to be in there eating pussy for
No, I'm not. Guys, we got this. When you eat the pussy, now you're coming from a man. That's a woman. 3-minute rule. 3 minutes. You're not going to go down there for a long period of time. It's not like this is a fishing hole. 3-minute rule. Anything after 3 minutes, your jaw is locked down, you get dizzy, and then you fall down. I know. Did it before. I will continue. I'm feeling lightheaded. Oops. It is. It's true. 3-minute rule. Guys, trust me on this. Because the very least, she's getting so turned on. And her head, and it's like a episode of Evil. Her eyes going back of her head and everything, and she just wants more. Don't be going down there and just visiting. It's like you're visiting your grandma, and you sit down and relax. No. Don't do it. Remember the 3-minute rule. You're there for 3 minutes, and you're out. No longer. It. Because if you're there any longer than 3 minutes, here's what happens. I'm getting a little dizzy. I need to rest. There I go. You hit the ground. That's what happens. 3-minute rule. Let's continue.
It is enthusiasm and patience. You want to bring patience to the game. You want to plan on getting comfy because you're going to be in there eating pussy for a long time. Now, whether or not you end up doing it for a long time doesn't actually matter. It's more, again, about the energy that you're bringing to it, the intention. My intention is to be enthusiastic.
I don't know if I want to be enthusiastic. You're like that guy who wants to get into the game. Let me in, coach. I can do it. I can do it. And you're enthusiastic. I don't know if I want a Tourette pussy eater. See, you're hearing it from a woman, but she's an expert. No. Be cool, fool. The meal's not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Have some hors d'oeuvres. Do a little finger fooding. You know what I mean? Little finger thing. What do they call it? Finger sandwiches? Relax. 3-minute rule.
Ethic and very, very patient. And if you can hold that, gentlemen.
Shut up with the patience. If she didn't come in 3 minutes, what you do is you pinch the clit. Done. Don't pinch it roughly. Don't clamp it down. Just give it a little pinchy. Like it's like a crab. You know when a crab has a little pinch? Little pinch. Little pinch. But let's listen to what she has to say.
Honestly, we should get... You could put that on your freaking business card. Enthusiastic and very patient. So now you've displayed your enthusiasm. You've spoken the 3 magic words, and you're about to make your way downtown. Presumably, there's been some action prior.
Why do they call it downtown? Every city downtown looks like shit. It's a bad neighborhood. They should not call it downtown. Why do I want to go downtown? Anybody visit downtown is not a good place to go. Maybe you want to go uptown. Maybe you want to go to the rich area. A nice, plush, beautiful area. Why am I going downtown? There's homeless people down there. But, okay. Let's listen to what she has to say.
Ma'am, it's more, again, about the energy that you're bringing to it, the intention. My intention is to be enthusiastic and very, very patient. And if you can hold that, gentlemen, honestly, we should get, you could put that on your freaking business card. Enthusiastic and very patient. So now you've displayed your enthusiasm, you've spoken the 3 magic words, and you're about to make your way downtown. Presumably there's been some action prior. You've had some making out, maybe some necking and some heavy petting. I heavily pet my microphone just then. And as you are making your way down, kissing along her breasts, her belly, all the way down, I'm going to teach you a secret technique my friend Sugar introduced me to, which is that you catch a little whiff. One of the most common challenges for pussy
happening. I'm out. I don't know about you guys, but we don't want catching a whiff. If there's some whiff coming out of there, somebody needs to use some Massengale. A little vinegar, a little salad. I don't want no whiff. No, I don't want that. And I'm not into pussy aroma. And I'm just telling you, girls, be clean and everything. There's no whiffing. No whiffing at all. But I'm just telling you as a man. But catch a whiff, okay? Let's see what this goes to.
Enthusiastic and very patient. So now you've displayed your enthusiasm. You've spoken the 3 magic words, and you're about to make your way downtown. Presumably, there's been some action prior. You've had some making out, maybe some necking and some heavy petting. I heavily pet my microphone just then. And as you are making your way down, kissing along her breasts, her belly, all the way down, I'm going to teach you a secret technique my friend Sugar introduced me to, which is that you catch a little whiff. One of the most common challenges for pussy havers and pussy lovers alike is scent. Now, most pussies smell great, and I personally do not care about a little bit of like an earthy fragrance, but if that's something that you're concerned about.
Earthy? I smell some pussy that's been dead and been buried in the ground for a while. Earthy. But let's continue.
You can kind of make your way down there, take some deep breaths, and before you commit, tongue to vulva, take a scent test. And if there is a scent that is off, nothing to worry about, definitely nothing to bring up or shame her about. Could just be an indication that she wears those cute little, like, panties that don't breathe and sits in a polyester chair all day and then went to the gym and now your face is in her crotch. So instead of saying anything about that, you can offer to take a shower, freshen up, or you can just, you know, get over it. By the way, if you love eating pussy, I want you to let me know by going down into the comments. Ha! Let me know by going down into the comments and write, wet, wet. I know that you are Team Cunnilingus. No alliteration that time, but whatever. It's a great team to be on. It doesn't need a gimmick. Tasting Team TC. Team Tongue. Team Tantalize. Tip number one is tease to please. Don't just jump into the clitoris. Tease it a little bit. Flirt with it a little bit. Make some eye contact and then look away and then pretend to be talking to your friends and then send it over a drink and then ask for its number, okay? Okay. Okay. Basically, if you are going to get a woman off, it is as much about what you are not doing as it is about what you are doing. And what you are not doing is diving directly into the clitoris. Which brings me to tip number two, which is location, location, location. Pussy licking is a bit like horseshoes and hand grenades in the sense that closeness counts. In order to win this game, you have got to make moves all over the board. In order to score points, in order to score the most points in this game, you have got to play the entire field. The moral of the story is that there's a whole lot of anatomy down there, and it is your job to stimulate all of it. The clit is the center of the galaxy, but think about it as the sun, and all the other things about it are all of the planets. You don't f***ing rock, Jupiter f***ing rocks, and you should visit Jupiter on your way to the sun, and then maybe on your way back, and then go back and forth a little bit between the sun and Jupiter, and stop by Saturn, and maybe check out... Which brings me to tip number three, which is direction. Now, you are going to want to pick a direction with your tongue and then stick to it. Do not do the alphabet because it is inconsistent. Likely she would like one of the letters. Maybe she's like a big fan of E, but then you move straight on. She loses her kind of rhythm and the consistency that she had gotten into that was starting to feel good. So play around with different directions with your tongue, but then stick to one that she seems to be liking. More on that in just a minute. First, tip number four, which is speed. You've got to start out slowly and build to a faster pace. This is where a lot of people go wrong because they're just so excited. They just like get in there and go, and it is a long game. It is a marathon, not a sprint. Now, when you are truly a master of cunnilingus, you can play around with speed and start to tease her and going slower and edging. And I'll talk more about that one later, but for right now, just start slow, pick up speed as you go. Which brings me to tip number five, which is pressure. Start with less pressure and then build up to more pressure. If you put too much pressure too early on, you run the risk of her clitoris retreating, retracting, running up away and hiding from your tongue, which is the opposite of what we are going for in the beginning. Number six is consider positions. Yes, there is more than one. Although it is a favorite to have a woman lying on her back with her knees spread apart, you can also go down on her while she is riding your face, or even while she is bent over in doggy style. And I encourage you to play around with these. Each of these different positions is going to give you an opportunity to use different parts of her and your anatomy to create the most pleasurable experience possible. Which brings me to tip number seven, which is thinking past the tongue. There is so much more than just this little guy. Now, he's very, very capable, very strong, and very wonderful. But you also have lips, nose, a chin, and more than likely two hands that you can use. And if you are not using all of this to your advantage on all of that, then you are missing out, as is she. Think of it like this. Your lips and your tongue are different textures. They are different strengths. They can create different shapes. Not just that, but these guys are actually your best tool. I almost said best weapon. I guess it goes along with the heist analogy. these guys are your best weapon when it comes to pleasing a woman. My personal favorite, but check with the woman that you're going down on first, is to take two fingers, put them inside of her vagina, make a come here motion, and pleasure her G-spot as I'm licking her clitoris. The G-spot and the clitoris are essentially two sides of the same coin. They are positioned opposite each other on the inside and outside of her body.
I'm bored. I'm bored. Oh, my God, she's annoying. Put a gag ball in her mouth. Ugh. Ugh. It's not that complicated, guys. Not that complicated. I hate when they get all technical. Put your two fingers in here and make a come here motion, and oh, my God, go down for it. No, shut. All right, I'm giving you my five tips and done. Here's the secret. Guys, I'm telling you the truth. You're hearing it from the hammer. And you're not going to hear it from a woman or a stupid bitch on YouTube making this so, what do you call it, serious or so complicated. Very simple. Women love to fuck. That's it. They do. And you have to realize they do. Now, knowing that's the basic, here's where it becomes a little complicated. They may like to fuck, but they don't want to fuck you. So let's remove you out of there. Here's the deal. A woman can look at a man within 30 seconds. She will decide, does she want to go to bed with him or not? Within 30 seconds, sometimes it takes a minute. She will decide. On the date. Before the date, if you call up Shirley and you say, let's go out Friday, and you call her on a Tuesday, she's already thinking, oh, my God, I just started my period, and I should be over it by Thursday, but it might be spotty by Friday. Let's make it next Friday. Because she already made up her mind she's getting laid, guys. It's true. Well, you think she's going to invite you over for conversation because she has nothing else to do? She can talk to you on the phone. Am I right, Ellen? Okay. Number two. So number one, women love to fuck. Yes, your little darling wife there loves to fuck. And you know she loves to fuck because when you get her into that little bedroom, she's acting like a little whore like she should. Whore it up. Because that attracts men. Whores, whores, whores. We don't want a nice girl in the bedroom. We don't want to work that hard. And don't pretend you are. I know some of you ladies that maybe you were a whore in the past life or you were a whore in your other town and all of a sudden you moved to another town and you're Miss Percy and then you're going to play that little act in the bedroom. Oh, my God, I never did this. Really? Oh, stop it. We see through you. Now, if you want to role play, that's fine. But I'm telling you, women, don't act like an idiot. And don't act like we're the best thing since sliced bread and we're so amazing. We know our pitfalls. We jack off with ourselves. And sometimes we're not even satisfied with ourselves. Like, well, really? You jack off and go, really? That was it? Oh, dude, I'm never going to do this again. And that's your penis talking. Stop it. Number one, women like to fuck. Number two, you don't have to get a woman in the mood because she's already in the mood. She's already wet by the time you pull up in the car. Now, depending on what car it is. Now, you get a nice car and everything, she's moist. You can have a car that, you know, that needs a little work. She's a little dry. But when a woman accepts a date, she knows fucking is involved. That's why she's doing it. She's an animal, too. Now, depending on what you do between that, if you act like a fool, she still won't fuck you. She's still going to fuck you, but she's not going to date you. You know what I'm trying to say? Because she already committed to the fucking. As soon as she says, yes, let's go on a date, the fucking clock begins. Now, between what you do at that time when the clock is running, by the time you get home at the end of the date, will determine if she's going to give it to you or not. That is the truth. So don't act like a dildo because she'll be using it when you leave. Not complicated, guys. This bullshit, it make her feel comfortable, familiar, the candles, this, the scenting, this. Oh, you don't need that. You don't need that. Just being in her presence is enough for her to go, I want you. I want you to fuck me like a banshee in Africa. There's banshees. And they're in Africa. wild. And women, let me tell you another thing about women. Women don't break. I mean, you cannot, don't handle her gently. Get in there. Take her like a man. Well, wait, sorry, gay. That's my gay speech. Take her like a woman that she wants to be taken. Do not hurt her, but you know what I'm trying to say, guys? When you're giving a little kiss, you put a little passion in that. Don't be no patient. You go in there like a hungry man on a diet. You eat that pussy where there's no more food left in that bakery. Get in there. And be, you know, there was a commercial over here that we have. Ours is called Carl's Jr. I think you guys call Hardee's. If it doesn't get all over the place or in your face, you did not do it well. There's, so, you know what I mean? I won't, so just get in there, treat her right, show her a good time, take your time. Everybody is different. And see, you know, there's not an absolute video because there are people where women have been in an abused relationship. There are women who have been abused before when they're kids. There are women who have been raped. There are women who have had nothing but that. You got to remember, you factor that in. And that's why I said, don't rip her clothes. Don't take off this. Allow her to make the moves and you follow the roadmap. And you start off gently, she will come in there and bite your ear off. I know, it happened to me. I have left houses with scratches on my back. I feel like somebody threw a wild cat on me when I was naked. It's not complicated. It is not. She wants it as much as you want it. So don't put your pressure on her. The pressure is on her, not on you. So just relax and enjoy the ride. And don't forget to say thank you and a little kissy on the lips. Of course, it may be kind of sticky because she might have gone down on you and you came all over her face. But, you know, live with it. Thank you. Now, that was a woman's point of view. Let's hear a man's point of view, okay? And we bring in our man expert, and here he is, our man expert, okay? Let's bring him in.
Women are the only people we're getting on this hour. And of those, it's only the women who absolutely hate my guts. You can say I'm afraid if you want. You can call in here all you want and say what a pussy I am. Name another show that does this. Name another talk show where the host is not afraid to talk just to haters. If you are a hater, you can call me here right now at 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866. Now, this is an hour for people who absolutely hate me, detest me, think the world would be a better place without me, or at least a better place without my show. If you have mild distaste, mild dislike, occasionally disagree, kind of think it's funny but kind of offensive, this is not the hour for you to call in. You can listen. You can enjoy the show for what it is. But that's not the kind of person I want calling in. I want bile. I want angst. And ladies, if you're in another country and you hate me, the number we give.
Tom Likas knows women. He's an expert on women. I'm not going to get to a call, hey, because you're not getting the gist of him. And every boy should listen to Tom Likas, and he'll tell you what women want. This is a man's point of view. Well, it's true. It's a man's point of view. And
you know, he cannot be given advice when he can't even hold on to a woman.
Well, that's why he gives, most of these women who write these books on relationships and everything are divorced, by the way. Do you know that? Or lesbian.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Because you know what? Women are not absolute. There's no sure way to please a woman or anything like that. Everybody's an infant. Like I just said in before, you don't know the shoes a woman has walked into or walked in by the time they get to you. They could have had an abusive boyfriend, an alcoholic husband. You know what I'm trying to say? They could have had, child rape. So we're dealing with women with maybe some past issues with men. So we cannot think, when we hear these other tapes about, this one talking about go in there and it's this and this and women love this. No, women, shut up, you. I know women who love certain things. Not all women are absolute. And I think my computer is down, if I'm not mistaken. If my computer is down, the show's over. Let me see if my computer is down. And I guess my computer is down. That's why I can't do it. Am I still on the air? I can't do it. If I, yeah.
Well, what happened to your computer?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm off. Probably some woman who decided to, I'm back.
A woman didn't like you playing Tom Likas and she sabotaged
exactly.
the computer.
As soon as Tom Likas was on, it's like, okay, we're going to hack your stupid ass. All right, let's try this again. Nobody's absolute. You got to, the only advice that I can give a man is read the room. And the warning signs, I'm getting the computer up so I have to stall. And the warning signs, and these are the warning signs on first date, guys. When a woman talks about her ex, and he's always to blame, or he's nuts, or he's crazy, or whatever, get the fuck out. That's the warning sign. Or when she hides her kids, when you walk her home and all of a sudden, oh, I didn't tell you I had children. Okay. I'm going to try to get you a good one on Tom Likas as far as women is concerned. Here's one, because we're all age. Here's aging women. Tom Likas on aging women. I think, because we're all going to age, right?
Mm-hmm.
The kind of women who are Hillary Clinton supporters, but I'm not... together again on the radio. I want to talk to you this hour about women who are over the hill. The kind of women who are Hillary Clinton supporters, but I'm not talking about politics, but you know what I'm talking about. The dried up old bags, the old prunes, the ones who are past their prime, way past their prime. They're a bunch of bitter old broads. And every now and then I like to remind you boys that ultimately, if you're patient, ultimately, all the women who treat you like crap, the women who treat you like dirt, all the women who treat you like you're lower than dirt, the women who won't date you, the women who won't give you the time of day, the women who tell you to get lost, the women who threaten to file sexual harassment charges against you, you know who I'm talking about. One day, they're going to be over the hill. When I was a kid, I used to, I got to tell you, when I was a child, I used to read Superman comics. I did. And not for the usual reason that kids read comic books. I read Superman comics because I saw truth in there. And a truth, justice, in the American way. That's right. And what I saw there, among other things, was the kryptonite analogy. You know, Superman had all his superpowers until he was faced with kryptonite. And while that seems quaint today, and it seems like, science fiction, which is, of course, what it was, the reality is that it's a very good analogy because women have to face their kryptonite. After years of stabbing their little feet, after years of being little bitches, after years of whining and crying and demanding and threatening and divorcing and taking and spending, one day, just like Superman faced kryptonite, Lex Luthor held it right in front of him and he suddenly started to practically melt. fact is that one day women hit their kryptonite. One day they're over the hill. One day they've got the turkey neck. One day they are dried up old prunes. One day the crow's feet kick in. One day the menopausal mustache kicks in. And women don't have any of that power anymore. Without saying who it is, I knew a woman who, let's just say she was the mother of somebody I dated, who at one time was super hot, super duper hot. And then one day, finally, she hit kryptonite. One day she realized she couldn't marry wealthy guys anymore. She couldn't date wealthy guys anymore. She couldn't be demanding. She couldn't be stamping her little feet all the time. Because one day she finally jumped the shark. One day she finally just couldn't do it anymore. It was richly rewarding to see her, like, it was like a fish out of water, you know, suddenly. You ever take a fish out of water? You ever take a goldfish and maybe it falls on the floor when you're trying to move it? I used to do that. I used to have a little goldfish and you had a little net and you'd, like, put him in the bathtub in cold water while you would clean out his fishbowl. And then every once in a while, like, he would flop around and he would jump out of the net and he would land on the floor and he'd be flopping around on the floor. That's how women get when they can't get what they want anymore merely by, you know, stamping their feet or batting their eyelashes or offering up their bodies or whatever. They flip out. They don't know how to handle it. And I particularly enjoy that because as men, may I tell you, as men, we don't have this problem. We don't. As men, when we get older, we become more valuable. Look at me. I'm making the most money I've ever made. I've got the best job I've ever had. My God, I've got the number one radio show in the afternoon in Southern California, the most lucrative radio market in the world. I follow in the footsteps of, you know, the real Don Steele, Casey Kasem, Wink Martindale. All the big name radio personalities of the past, here I am. I have this fantastic gig. My life has never been better. I've never been more important within my field. I've never been more financially successful. Life has never been so comfortable. Things have never been so lucrative. Never. Never, never. There are women who years ago should have paid more attention. There are women who should have said yes a little more often. There are women who should have said, thank you, Tom. I understand what you're doing with your life. I really appreciate this time with you. Instead of nagging, cajoling, harassing, trying to get me to sell my house, trying to get me to buy them crap. Instead of having a sense of entitlement, they should have said, you know what? You bring a lot to the table. Thank you for that. They should have done that. But they didn't. So now I'm worth more than ever. I travel more than ever, got more real estate than I've ever had before, more money than I've ever had before. There are women I knew in the past who still try to contact.
I am having computer issues. So what do you think about Tom? Here
you know
is.
How
He's
I feel about Tom Likas.
They'd love to rekindle what they think was there or revive the whole thing. Forget it. You had your cake, darling. Now eat it. Let it go to your big, fat butt. That's right. Women are in their prime when they are young and hot. And as the years go on, and as they go, no, I'm not going out. No, this is not a date, okay? You can take me to dinner, but it's not a date. I imagine these women who, like, turn 50 and the wrinkles are kicking in and everything. I wonder if they have, like, in their minds, like an old movie montage of all the things they said to guys over the years, kind of going through their mind. I mean, you know those old movie montages? Sometimes they'd be calendar pages, you know, ripping off a calendar, clocks, and the hands are going around and around and around to show time going backwards or forwards or whatever. And then you've got a montage of stuff that happened in the past. But I wonder if women ever actually have that in their minds, you know? I wonder if women now who finally have said no to a lot of good men, women who just sniffed at guys who sent them roses or made fun of them.
Okay. I can't stand men who are bullied when they're in high school and they're going to take things out of men. What do you think of Tom Likas, Ellen?
You know how I feel about Tom Likas. Tom Likas is a pompous ass.
Right. All right, here we go. Let's review because we got some things going on and Kim Kardashian's coming up. Here we go. I promised you this and we're going to get it. How to eat pussy like a champion. These are 5 steps you should know. Let's just review. Here we go. Number 1 step. Take off her underwear first. No, number 1 step. Okay, here's number 5. Here's number 1. Number 1. I have sucked pussy through panties before. Trust me, I have.
Oh, my God.
I have.
Did you put a little straw in there?
Huh?
Did you put a little straw in there?
Ooh. I did see that movie, Deep Throat. They did do that. Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
It's an energy drink. Here we go. Top five things to be a champion pussy eater. Number 5. Use a finger or two while licking her clit. Insert your index finger slowly into her vagina, using a stroking method to stimulate her G-spot. Number 5. Number 4. Don't you dare stop, damn it. Don't stop when she's about to come. Stay at the same speed and rhythm until she finally climaxes. Now, that has happened to me, and I had to stop because it almost blew up my cheek. It looked like Louis Armstrong by the time I was done. Well, yeah. She blew up my cheeks. Sex mode. What a wonderful world. Number 3, suck, lick, rub, blow. Sounds like a rock band. Number 3, kiss around her vagina, inner thigh, slowly licking the labia, the minora. Licking the labia minora. Isn't that
Wait,
what the Jewish
isn't
people?
Is that a Jewish thing? I was about to say, isn't that a Jewish thing?
That's what I'm thinking. Well, you got 8 candles. I thought 1 candle would be enough. What are you doing, Ryan? I'm licking the menorah. What? That's what it said, step 3.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Brian. I'm looking at... I have the news on in the background. Our local news.
Mm-hmm.
1,600 new cases. And
oh, it's
going to
get higher.
600... No, that's
yeah.
Here in Louisiana.
I know. Prepare for the shutdown. They're going to shut it down again. So all that money again. So in another 3 months, prepare for another check. Mm-hmm. It's coming, but I want to talk to you about it later. But still, you're interrupting my... I'm doing oral sex with you, and you're going, oh, I'm looking at the news. 16 new cases of the coronavirus. I'm down here with the suck, lick, rub. I look up at you going, what? All right, here we go. Step 3. Oh, 16 new cases. You know, oh, my God, I'm looking at the news while you're doing that. Oh, God, it's a terrible thing. Meanwhile, I can't feel the feeling in my tongue. Step 3. Suck, lick, rub, blow. Kiss around her vagina, inner thighs, slowly licking the labia, minora, and work your way up to the clit. There you go. Now, step 2. Turn her on. Build up the tension. Is she turned on? And if she's not, you just do the clapping thing. Clap on. That's it. Always gets her attention. You turn her on, build up the tension. If she turned on, kiss her neck, grab her bum. Slowly undress her, suck on her nipples, rub her pussy while her knickers are still on. If this is how it is in Britain, I don't want to go there. Give me to the Greek. They go anal right away. I don't condone it, but these are the steps. Kiss her on her neck. Waste of time. Grab her bum. Ugh, stupid. Slowly undress her. You let a woman tell you how much a bra costs. And if you want to undress her, let her give you the price tag of that bra that you're about to ruin. And you never, and men, you don't, I don't care what the movies say, you never undress her properly. All they could do is irritate her. I would skip that. I would skip the neck. I'm going to put my own shit in here. Step two, you look into her eyes. Step three. No, I'm putting my own shit in. Because usually you're looking at her tits. My eyes are up here, Brian. Okay. I got two things up here you need to look at. You look into her eyes, I'm going to tell you this. And then what you say is you whisper to her like, man, I can't believe how lucky you are to have me here in front of you. It's exciting. I know. And you're welcome. Then you say, you look so beautiful. I always think of you as the best whore stripper I can ever see. Can you undress for me, please? Yeah. And wave a dollar at her once or twice. You know what I mean? Give her incentive. That's what you do. And step one, make sure she's comfortable. I mean, well, unless you're in a BDSM style, you know, untie her first and get the ball gag out of her mouth so she can breathe. But other than that, make sure she's comfortable. Make sure your room is spotless and that it sets the mood, the lighting, the music, the temperature, etc. There you go. Those are the five pussy-eating checklists. Again, number five, and we're done with it. Number five, use your finger when you're licking. Number four, don't you stop, damn it. Don't stop when she's about to come. Stay at the same pace, the same speed, and the rhythm. She will fully climax. I agree with that. Number three, suck, lick, rub, blow. Kiss around her vagina, in her thighs, slowly licking the labia, minora, mazel tov, and work your way to the clit. Number two, I do not agree with, but I'll say it. Turn her on, build her up the tension. I mean, I do agree with turning her on, but I don't agree with how they're going to do it, is that if she turned on, kiss her neck, grab her bum, slowly undress her, suck on her nipples, rub her pussy while her panties are still on. No, don't be a putz. You kiss her slowly, and while you kiss her slowly, your hand slowly, very slowly, goes into her panties. What are you rubbing cloth for? You're not there for the panty. What are you, panty eater? You go right to the treasure chest. But slowly go in her panty slowly, and you grab the money pot. And those are the five techniques for pussy eating. And thank you. You're
don't
welcome.
You mean the
and
honey pot? Not the money pot. You make yourself like a whore.
I said honey pot. The honey pot.
Oh, it sounded like you said money pot.
No. And here we go here. And that's, so I promised that. And we got some more news. Kim Kardashian's back in the news. She is the worst person on this earth. But she's back in the news. And she's crying over. Here she is. This was June 4th. She put this tape in. It was part of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So here's her crying over Kanye West. Here she is. Listen to the worst acting in the world. Cue the bitch.
Kim Kardashian breaks down in... Kim Kardashian breaks down in tears.
Okay, guys. I want you to have guy ears. She's crying. This is Kim Kardashian. She's not upset about her marriage broke up. It's about her. I feel like a loser. This is my third marriage that broke up. I feel like a loser. Wait a minute. You just got divorced with Kanye West. Don't you feel like your relationship with him is gone and you're going to miss him? But you're thinking that you're a loser because it's your third marriage you did not work. So this is about you, bitch. So here we go.
I feel like a f***ing failure that it's like a third marriage. Yeah, I feel like a f***ing loser. Kim Kardashian breaks down in tears over her marriage troubles with Kanye West on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I honestly can't do this anymore.
During part one of the series finale, the Kardashian-Jenner crew headed to Lake Tahoe for one last family outing for the show. But Kim's relationship struggles became evident when she unexpectedly snapped at the family over cookies that were put out for the group to enjoy.
I just want to go to my room. Never come out.
it's tough because Kim is clearly redirecting so much of her frustration and sadness and anger, and, you know, sometimes you just take things out on something that has nothing to do with what you're going through. It's not the cookie's fault.
Kim filed for divorce from the rapper after 6 years of marriage in February, and a source previously told ET that the KKW Beauty founder wouldn't shy away from addressing her highly publicized marital issues on the final season. Well, that's just what happened.
Like,
I don't
honestly,
know.
I can't do this anymore. Like,
no, I think so.
I am still in this like place where I'm stuck for years. Like, he goes and moves to a different state every year. I have to be like together so I can raise the kid. You know, he's an amazing dad. He's done an amazing job. The whole thing still will be.
When Kim sits down to talk to her sisters, Courtney and Chloe, it's revealed that prior to leaving.
This is a real KKK, man. These Kardashians have ruined more black men than the KKK or the Proud Boys. These Kardashians, I mean, just look at the men that they have been with. They're all black, and after they're done with these men, Kaya, just go to all of them. It ends in disaster. What is it? Chloe, Kim, and what's the other one?
Courtney.
Chloe, Kim. Courtney.
She
spells it with a K, too, doesn't she?
Yeah, they all do.
So it's KKK. And that should be something that all men should know, the KKK. These women have destroyed more black men than Chicago shooting, than the lynching, and anything. These are the women who have destroyed black men's careers.
Together so I can raise the kid. You know, he's an amazing dad. He's done an amazing job.
When Kim sits down to talk to her sisters, Courtney and Chloe, it's revealed that prior to leaving for the family vacay, Kim had a major fight with Kanye. The aftermath of that fight was shown in a flashback.
We deserve someone that can go support his every move,
yeah,
and go follow him all over the place and move to Wyoming.
I can't do that.
He should have a wife that supports his every move and travels with him and does everything, and I can't.
I feel like a f***ing failure, that it's like a third f***ing marriage. Yeah, I feel like a loser. But I can't even think about that. Like, I
want
to
be happy.
But back to Tahoe. Chloe assures her sister that she can always talk to her about anything.
There's, like, honestly nothing to talk about. I mean, I won't live with, like, the fighting and stuff.
Kim is one of the most incredible human beings, literally ever, and she tries to protect their union at all costs. But it's hard when you carry that responsibility on your shoulders. And
I'm looking at that chick. What is her name? Courtney or whatever? What's her sister's name? She has a black nose. I think it is OJ's daughter. There's been a rumor that she was OJ's daughter. I really think she's OJ's daughter. I really do. You know, Chris was the biggest whore in Hollywood. She was a homeless person. OJ took her in. OJ, and while she was sucking OJ's dick, Nicole used to ban her from the house because she was such a fucking whore and a slut. So Nicole says, I don't want that bitch in this house anymore. OJ Simpson used to give Chris some kind of stuff to live on, and then Chris got so crazy with OJ, and Nicole says started to threaten OJ with a divorce, so OJ fixed her up with his lawyer, Robert Kardashian. And OJ says, you know, get this bitch off my jock. And Kardashian, Robert Kardashian was not interested in Chris at all. It was not, because she was such a loser with loser kids. And there was rumors, but see, what Chris used to do is, even though she was, OJ fixed him up with Robert Kardashian, Robert Kardashian was not interested in Chris at all. But OJ knew that. It was a plant. And Chris still used to sneak out and suck OJ's dick anytime he would. He couldn't get her out of the house and all this kind of thing. And Nicole just had enough with her. She was a whore then and a whore now. I still think she was the one who held the camera while Kim did her sex tape. She lied to AJ. Was it AJ who was in the sex tape with her? I don't remember. RJ. She lied to RJ and said the tape was lost. And we're talking Chris here, and we're talking about the sex tape, because RJ wanted some credit. And so what Chris did was pay him off with $5,000. Now imagine your own mom paying the guy who fucked your daughter off. You know, here's $5,000. She had nothing to do with it. Imagine your mother is now your manager selling your sex tape. Imagine that. Just imagine that for a minute. That's what she did. Chris sold Kim's sex tape to the biggest buyer. And they set it up. It was leaked in the news that Kim Kardashian's sex tape is out in this world and has lost sex tape. Chris did that. They promoted the sex tape. So people wanted to, at that time, it was not a Kim. She was an assistant to Hilton, Paris Hilton, just picking out her clothes and everything. She was a nothing. But they put it as Robert Kardashian's daughter, because he was famous for representing OJ, lost sex tape. These are the filth. These are filth people. And not to mention Chris was fucking, what's her name's, the basketball player, the black basketball player. He was still married. He was still married to Courtney. Was it Courtney he was married to? What was it, dog? Was Courtney and who else?
Chloe.
Okay, it was Courtney. The basketball player, the black basketball. Anyway, Chris was fucking him while she was still with his daughter. So this is a trash. This is a trash that are going after our black men. And every time they go after a black guy, they destroy him. Hey, look at Chris's own husband. And she was the reason. Chris was the reason where Bruce Jenner was married to, God, I forgot her name. She was a beautiful model. And their marriage was going good, but then Chris broke up their marriage. And Chris started sucking Bruce Jenner's dick. And they all used to hang around in a circle. Then Bruce Jenner left his wife for Chris. And look what happened to him. Now he's a transgender running for governor in California. These people are toxic. He used to be on a Wheaties box as a breakfast of champion. He used to be the hero that everybody wanted to be. You know, he won the marathon, the triathlon, whatever it was. He was All-American Bruce Jenner. Being with Kris Jenner, she turned him into a Fruit Loop. Now look at him. These people are toxic, man. Very toxic. And they're Republicans, too. Here we go.
I just want her to take care of herself, too. In a sneak peek at part two of the series finale, Kim sits down with her mom, Kris Jenner, and opens up about the end of her marriage.
I didn't come this far just to come this far and not be happy.
Last month, a source told ET that Kim is, quote, in a great headspace and moving on in the months since filing for divorce, adding that Kim is really focused on her family and has been spending the majority of her time with the kids.
At the end of the day, life is about being happy, being who you are, and I feel like we are so blessed to have the best support system and the best family to really just support each other no matter what we're going through.
Quote, Kim is continuing to be a great mom and focusing on work. Her life is definitely on the upswing. Of course, this season marks the 20th and final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And according to the show's executive producer, Ryan Seacrest, the decision to walk away was a tough one for the famous family.
At some point, you're going to say, you know, we did it. We had a great run. We're going to live with a little more privacy in our lives. And I think they just felt like now is the time to do it.
And Kim previously shared on the show what Kanye thought about the fam's decision to end the show.
What did Kanye think?
I mean, he's like, whatever makes you happy, you know?
But have no fear, because the Kardashian-Jenners will be back on TV in no time, since they inked a major new deal with Hulu.
Oh, God. Can you imagine that?
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? And then there's a new thing going on with Britney Spears. The fuck is going on with Britney? Britney Spears granted right to hire her own lawyer. Here we go right here. Here's some news on Britney since we're doing Friday. Britney Spears granted right to hire her own lawyer, accuses a father of conservative abuse. There was a hearing. There was a hearing Friday, last Friday. Britney Spears was granted a request to hire her own attorney, a development that could mark a major shift in her 13-year-old conservatorship that has been handled, and she's going to court on that. Britney Spears broke down in tears during Wednesday's hearing, explaining to the judge that she was extremely scared of her father, Jamie Spears, and that she is not willing to be evaluated in order to remove him. She is not willing to be evaluated in order to remove him. Britney Spears says her issues with her father went back years from when her parents left her alone in their trailer multiple times a week. She said she used to fear that Jamie Spears would show up drunk and embarrass her, referencing her father's past issues with alcoholism. She says, I'm here to get rid of my dad and charge him with conservatorship abuse. She said later, she added that she wanted him investigated and that this conservatorship has allowed my dad to ruin my life. Whatever happened to her mom? Remember when she was a teenager, her mom used to follow her everywhere? If I remember right, mm-hmm. Remember? What happened to her?
Yeah, and her mom used to be on Entertainment Tonight. She was a reporter a couple of times, but then
really?
She got fired because she did something and right there in public on camera, I forget
really?
What she did. She yelled at somebody or said something about somebody and it pissed the producers off.
Wow. Britney told her court that every part of her life has been controlled down to her diet and that she works 70 hours a week. Their goal was to make me feel crazy, and I'm not, she said, and that's not okay. The singer's new attorney also called Jamie Spears to remove himself from his daughter's case. If he loves his daughter, it's time for him to step aside to move forward. After court Wednesday, Britney Spears posted a video on Instagram of her doing cartwheels and riding a horse, saying that she was celebrating real representation today. Her caption included a middle finger emoji and a free Britney. Yeah, she doesn't seem mentally ill at all. I feel gratitude and blessed. Thank you to my fans who are supporting me, she wrote. You have no idea what it means to me to be supported with some awesome fans. God bless you all. And there she is riding her little horsey. Britney Spears made it clear last month that she wants to and regain her independence. Getting a new attorney might be the first step. She also asked for more power in her case. In the meantime, wanting more to say in her medical care and the freedom to complete her therapy from home. Vivian Tureen, attorney for Jamie Spears, told the judge Wednesday that there were a number of misstatements made in Britney Spears' June testimony. You should question it, whether Britney Spears was fully aware of her rights to make medical decisions as no such order. You know, basically they're saying that she's crazy. And Britney, I don't know. Maybe she has some issues. But she works, you know, and people capitalize on it. So I'm saying free Britney, let her do crazy shit. Who cares? These are money-grubbing, hungry people. You know what? I'm done. It's Friday. I'm done. I'm doing something that I normally don't do. I'm doing my first podcast. You're going to love it. I'm going to touch on real subjects. Some of the subjects I'll be touching on would be mostly about the inside of mind of a serial killer. There'll be other topics. Killer psychic. You're going to love this one. The first one I'm going to touch on is called Killer Psychic, The Lipstick Killer. These are all true stories, by the way. It's a former FBI mm-hmm. agent, Candace DeLong, takes a look back at one of the most memorable cases she studied. It's from the haunting message that the killer scrawled in lipstick on the wall of the female victim's apartment in Chicago in 1945. The press nicknamed him the Lipstick Killer. Okay, that'll be my first podcast with music and everything. You're going to love it. Enjoy it. There's other stuff. Dr. Death, I'll be doing Dr. Death, too. This is a guy who killed people. He's a real guy, and it's going to be, actually, he's on Peacock right now, if you want to look at Peacock. It's about this real Dr. Death. It's this guy, he killed real people. I mean, he killed real people. Hmm. He killed people. It's a true story. You should really, there's one part in there when he was operating some guy through his spine with a power drill. He's very interesting. Yeah, he's a real guy, and they took his story. Peacock is doing the series on it. I want to do the podcast on it, and he's called Dr. Death, and it shows him. There he is right there. He's a good-looking guy. In 2017, Dr. Death was sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of maiming one of his patients. Since receiving his life sentence, Dr. Death is currently housed in the OB Ellis unit outside Huntsville, Texas. He will not be eligible for parole until 2045, when he will be 74 years old. At the time, Dr. Death was accused of injuring 33 out of 38 patients in less than 2 years before the Texas Medical Board revoked his license. Many of his patients suffered severe spinal cord damage, resulting in paralyzing and pain severe enough to render painkillers ineffective. This guy was a sadistic bastard. I'm going to do a podcast on him. Ellen, you got 2 minutes, and it's Friday. Tell everybody where they can get your beautiful products.
Well, you know what? You can get my beautiful products. I have websites. My Java Mama website is javamama.com/ellenjceo. My Perfectly Posh is ellenjceo.po.sh. That's how they do Perfectly Posh. And right now, I am offering an incentive for anybody who would like to pre-order my books. If you place an order on either one of the sites that I just mentioned, a $60 order before shipping and tax, I will send you my 4 books when they come out, autographed. And they will be coming out in the next 4 or 5 months because I have to rewrite them. I was held up, and Brian knows why I'm held up, but I'm working on getting that resolved. So Brian, are you here?
Gifts and more. Ellen's Gifts and More.
Yes.
You got some great Ellen's gifts. We'll see you guys next week. Remember that?
I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted
we gotta have a back
to talk to you.
I gotta close the show with me.
And I was thinking maybe later on,
you know what I mean?
We could get together for a while.
Bring it home, man.
It's been such a long time, and I really miss you.
Yeah, there you go. That's downloadable. Karaoke. I can sing to Ellen, and she forgets that I'm an asshole. And she goes, he is a nice guy. He's romantical. That's how our conversation is on the phone. That's how me and Ellen talk to each other.
I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to.
This is how we talk to each other every time on the phone.
And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while.
Yeah, that's our conversation.
It's been such a long time,
and I really do miss you. Yeah.
Conversation
on the phone right after the show. This is what we do. This is how we talk to each other.
We could go walking through windy park.
And Ellen says, no, it's raining here in Louisiana.
Yep,
there's no
is.
Beach. We got some. Exactly.
It doesn't really matter much.
I go, okay, I'll make some fish. And you're not moving in here. I got puppies and a kitty.
Yes.
There you go. And then she melts in my hand like little butter. Right,
don't
this
melt
is our
that
couple. So every time I'm my appearance, I will be doing that song, and then
okay.
I'm gonna get my backup gay dancers, women cross dressers, and yeah, and they're gonna. If you ever seen the video, Simply Irresistible, that's what they're gonna be doing. That's
mm-hmm.
how they're gonna be dancing behind me. That's how they're gonna be dancing with the lipstick. Hey. You would, just,
ooh,
you would love
talking,
to see that.
They're talking about your mask mandate, Brian. It returns tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I thought it was Sunday. Oh, what the hell.
No, it's
you know
tomorrow.
What? Let me tell you something. It's indoors. Okay. It'll be short. But if I have to go a little inconvenience, I go in a shop. Okay, how often am I in a store, right? I don't go to restaurants or any of that. I was going to go to a movie, but I am not wearing no mask watching the movie. So here's the scene. If you ever want to go to my appearances, the backup dancers are Simply Irresistible. Those are going to be all guys. They're going to look just like that. And they'll be doing the choreography, and I'm going to be Robert Palmer. And this is what I'll be singing. Imagine the gay guys dancing behind me in that outfit with the short dress and lipsticks moving their, doing their. and
that would
like,
be
I'm
funny.
Like, I'm dressed
you
like
really,
Robert Pope.
You really should try and put that together.
I am. I'm going
funny.
To do it. I'm dressed like Robert Palmer. And I got these guys, the same choreography with the pouty lipsticks, you know, the short dresses. I am going to put that together.
I can get you some cosmetics from Cenogence, and they have the red lipstick. They have the red lipstick that those women were wearing.
Oh yeah, and then I'm gonna get about 8 gay guys, crossdressers, dress them up as women, beautiful guys, and they're gonna be doing. I want the same choreography like in the '80s, how they did it. You can almost see them moving with their lips and everything, and how they look. So that's how it's gonna be, and I'm gonna be like Robert Palmer, and that's how we're gonna close the show. Close the show. Then at the end, I want the guys to lift up their dress and do a helicopter and shaking their hips so they can see the dick goes in a circle. What do you think? That's a close stopper.
That'd be funny.
People would just get tickets going, do the Robert Palmer.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Ellen, thank you for being on. Guess what? It's 6:30 where you are. It's Friday night.
No,
I mean,
it's 5:30.
It's still
yeah.
evening. I haven't talked in the evening. Thank you for coming on. I'll see you guys Monday. I'll talk to you in a little bit. And I'm going to leave you with my final, this will be my dance and my song when I close the show. Goodbye.
Bye.
You can see it. I know you're visiting it with the guys in their lipstick and me singing it.